There's been a lot of talk about the upcoming eclipses going on in America. We've seen the connection to the eclipses forming the Jewish letter, the Aleph, as well as the 7 years between the two eclipses and some of the towns that they cross. But there's a lot of new information that's come out that we'll look at in this video that seems, at least in my estimation, that this is a prophetic warning to America. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years." God tells us that signs that take place within the heavens are something that we should pay attention to. Jewish tradition believes the same thing. They teach that lunar eclipses are a sign for the Jews because Israel is such a small nation, and solar eclipses are signs for the other nations because they are so much larger than Israel. We've seen the Hebrew letter, the Aleph, is being formed over America with these eclipses, but there's another Hebrew letter that's being formed through the X, and that's the Tav. The Hebrew letter Tav's numerical value is 400. The sun is claimed to be 400 times larger than the moon and 400 times farther away from the earth than the moon. The number 400 does hold biblical significance. God gave Abraham a warning using the number 400. "You shall surely know that your seed will be strangers in the land that is not theirs, and they will enslave them and oppress them for 400 years. This Hebrew letter Tav is an X, and it's just like the X that's being formed by these solar eclipses over America. What's amazing about these two Hebrew letters that are being formed over the United States through these eclipses is that the Aleph and the Tav are the first and last Hebrew letters with numerical value. Could this be a foreshadowing that Jesus Christ, the first and the last, is coming back very soon? "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." I don't think it's a coincidence that where this X forms over the United States is over a town known as Little Egypt. Egypt all throughout the Bible references people who reject God and do what's wicked instead. "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord." Just like the Exodus account and the plagues that came upon them for their rebellion, it seems like these eclipses forming an X over Little Egypt, America, maybe God sending us a warning that we need to turn from our idolatry and our wicked ways and turning back to God and following His ways. The last plague that was brought upon Egypt during the Exodus story was the destruction of the firstborns. This was the first Passover, when the Israelites would mark their doorposts with the blood of a lamb. Exactly 2 weeks after the eclipse on April 8th starts the Passover of 2024 on April 22nd, and ending on April 30th. While Pharaoh and the people of Egypt did not repent and turn from their wickedness, one nation who did when God sent them a warning through Jonah was Nineveh. Jonah reluctantly made his way to Nineveh to give a warning from the Lord. The people listened, and a nationwide repentance took place. The nation clothed themselves in sackcloth and fasted, including the animals. This caused God to relent from His anger and judgment that He was going to send upon them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that He said He would do to them, and He did not do it. The path of this coming eclipse is going to cross two towns in America that are named Nineveh. Rumors have been circulating that it's actually seven towns named Nineveh that will be in this eclipse's path, but that's incorrect. If you look at this map here, you can see the dots of the towns named Nineveh where they're somewhat close to the eclipse path, but not within it. Only two towns named Nineveh will actually be in complete convergence of this eclipse path, which that alone in itself does seem to have some prophetic significance. The story of Nineveh is a story of repentance. This may be a warning from God to America that we need to turn from our wicked ways, repent, and turn back to God and His ways. "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Similar to the importance of the eclipse happening very close to the Passover is the actual date of April 8th, and what's taking place on the Jewish calendar and that's the day of Nisan. The day of Nisan 1 is the beginning of the Jewish religious calendar. This is the day that God's glory fell on Moses in the tabernacle. It's also the day that Nadab and Abihu died for offering strange incense on God's altar in the book of Leviticus. Nisan changed to the beginning of months after the Exodus story. The tribe associated with the month of Nisan is the tribe of Judah. And what do we know about the tribe of Judah? Well, Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Could the eclipse taking place on the first day of Nisan be a sign that the Lion of the tribe of Judah is coming back very soon? Let's look at two more occurrences that may be related and assigned to America in relation to this eclipse. The first is the pattern of the two solar eclipses forming an X over the United States. This also happened back in the early 1800s in America. The intersection of the April A solar eclipse will be about 100 miles from where the 19th century eclipses crossed. The intersection of those eclipses happened over the New Madrid fault line. They also crossed very close to a town known as Cairo, Illinois. Not long after the X of those two eclipses forming over the United States, the New Madrid fault line had one of the worst earthquakes that the United States has ever seen. This has led many people to wonder if this X that's about to take place is a warning of a coming another terrible earthquake at the New Madrid fault line. The last occurrence that we'll look at that may have some meaning in regards to this eclipse is where the eclipse starts. The eclipse will start its path over America at Eagles Pass, Texas. It's hard to not think there may be some meaning to the fact that we're seeing the eclipse start in Texas. This is ground zero in many aspects to where we're seeing the breaking down of our nation and its laws with the atrocities at the border situation. As we get closer to April 8th, America may do more things that lead to this Eclipse X to being a warning for our nation. Maybe connections to America and Israel, or maybe a warning in whatever's to come in relation to the upcoming election. My prayer is that America and the Christians of America will take up the call of repentance and turn away from wickedness and turn to God and His ways. May we learn from the people of Nineveh, and maybe God will have mercy on us the same way that He did on them. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we may not perish. There seems to be way too many connections here that this is a warning from God, and I don't believe in coincidences. So I'm calling for everybody watching this video to consider a 24-hour fast on April 8th, the day of the eclipse. You could do longer, you could do more if you feel up for it. May we do what the people of Nineveh did, and may God have mercy on America, and God have mercy on us all. Thanks for watching. I hope and pray you're well. God bless.